From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, March 11th. Coming up, we'll learn how some Midwest states are trying to help small-town grocery stores. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth is standing up for veterans who have been fired through President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency. IPM Washington correspondent Linda Kenyon has the story.
It's called the Protect Veteran Jobs Act, and it aims to reinstate veterans who have lost their jobs through what Senator Duckworth describes as Donald Trump and Elon Musk's indiscriminate purge of federal employees. Together with Senator Andy Kim of New Jersey, Senator Duckworth calls the firings of more than 6,000 veterans, quote, a stunningly cruel betrayal of the men and women who bravely answered the call to serve our country in uniform. Senator Duckworth is herself a disabled vet. She said veterans who choose to continue their service to our country in the federal workforce deserve our utmost gratitude. She went on to say, instead, this administration has kicked thousands of our heroes to the curb. Linda Kenyon, IPM News.
Illinois is the top soybean-producing state in the United States, and China is the biggest buyer of that economy. But China could drastically reduce imports from our state in response to President Trump's tariffs on other items. Peter Orizam is a professor emeritus of economics at Iowa State University. He told the 21st show that Trump's back and forth on tariffs is making farmers anxious.
If we have retaliatory tariffs on soybeans, does that mean that you're going to want to produce more corn? Well, 10 to 20% of our corn is exported. So the uncertainty makes it extremely challenging if you don't know what market you're going to be selling into.
Brazil surpassed the U.S. in soybean exports to China about a decade ago, according to data from the University of Illinois. The trade war between the U.S. and China during President Trump's first term only widened the gap. The city of Champaign wants to showcase its downtown area. IPM's May Antar has more.
The city is set to complete construction on the first phase of its new plaza this summer. Racy Rains Lowe is Champaign's planning manager and staff lead on the project. She says residents can expect bench swings, seating amenities, and an outdoor stage.
That's the first thing that you see when you come into downtown. Your welcome mat is a surface parking lot. And I personally think we can do better. I think we can create a space, and I think this will create a space, that really showcases the best of Champaign.
Rains Lowe says the majority of the projects will be ready in May. They hope to have the stage open later in the summer. The entire plaza is expected to be completed in the summer of 2027. May Antar, IPM News.
Democrats at the Illinois Capitol are pushing a measure to regulate homeschooling, but Republicans and homeschooled students are pushing back. Alex Degman reports.
Students, their parents, and advocates used their annual Cherry Pie Day, where lawmakers get homemade cherry pies, to rally against the Homeschool Act. The proposal would set new reporting standards between parents, the State Board of Education, and local public districts. It also covers matters like curriculum, vaccinations, and attendance. Homeschooling is largely unregulated, and Republican State Representative Brandon Schweitzer says that's because it's not a problem.
This legislation is being sold as a protection of children measure, but in reality, it is just placing another unnecessary burden on our families and on our education system here in Illinois.
The bill could get a committee hearing as early as this week. I'm Alex Degman.
Still to come, we'll learn how some Midwest states are trying to help small-town grocery stores. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, sunny with a high of 67 degrees and a southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 39 degrees, northeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 71 degrees, and east wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 45 degrees, southeast wind 5 miles per hour. And for Thursday, sunny with a high of 74 degrees and a northeast wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, a conversation with Illinois Secretary of State Alexi Janulius about real ID, mobile driver's licenses, and more. Plus, we'll talk with author Alexandra Lang, who documents the rise and fall of the American shopping mall in her book, Meet Me by the Fountain. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Food deserts have grown across the rural Midwest, largely due to the disappearance of independent grocery stores. To push back against this trend, more states have created grant programs to support small grocers. As Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports, the stores are part of the backbone for many rural communities.
In the back room at Wood Supermarket in Delhi, Kent Wood and his son pull the plastic away from a pallet stacked with boxes. One contains bottles of ketchup, others hold canned soup and pasta.
04512.
While unloading, they call out numbers printed on each box to check off inventory.
And then a 21.
On truck delivery days, Kent gets here at 4:30 a.m.
I wouldn't come to work and work as many hours as I do if I didn't like it.
Wood Supermarket in Delhi sits in front of a grain elevator in Pocahontas, a town of about 1,800 people in northwest Iowa. While a few dollar stores sell food, this is the only grocery store in town. Kent's wife and store co-owner, Kim Wood, says the closest alternatives are outside the county lines, about 20 to 30 minutes away.
Yeah, the elderly population, especially in the wintertime, they don't want to drive out of town to get groceries, and I think that would be a hardship.
Rural policy experts say grocery stores are vital for communities to thrive. But the number of rural independent grocery stores in the U.S. has steadily declined in recent decades. To help reverse this trend, half a dozen states, including Illinois, Minnesota, North Dakota, and Oklahoma, have passed legislation in recent years to develop grant programs for grocers. Now, lawmakers in Iowa and Nebraska are pushing to create their own versions. Jillian Linster is the Senior Director of Policy at the Center for Rural Affairs. The organization is advocating for both bills.
Our staff live and work in the communities that we serve. And so we were seeing in our everyday lives that more and more stores were closing or struggling to stay open.
A recent study found the number of rural independent grocery stores in Nebraska declined by 30% from 2016 to 2021.
Rural independent grocers are operating on extremely slim profit margins, sometimes as little as 1%.
Competition with dollar stores and supercenters in the region are one of the biggest challenges for independent grocers. Fewer customers from population loss, rising operating costs, and aging equipment are also factors. Chad Engels is one of the Republican representatives who introduced the Grocer Reinvestment Bill in Iowa. During a noisy subcommittee meeting, he said a grant program could make a big difference for mom-and-pop grocery stores.
And I hear from all of them, we're just one freezer breakdown, one cooler breakdown from shutting the door.
While the Nebraska and Iowa bills are slightly different, they both aim to help rural independent grocers pay for things like new equipment and utility upgrades. Funds from the Nebraska program could also be used to explore new business models, like purchasing cooperatives. This is something Liz Ravenscroft says she wants to explore if the grant program gets off the ground.
The problem with our remote location is we are unable to sell a minimum amount that certain companies require for groceries.
She manages Circle C Market, a nonprofit grocery store affiliated with a school in Cody, Nebraska. Population, 170. Ravenscroft says some of their customers come from an hour away to buy milk, bread, and other essentials. By creating a purchasing cooperative with other retailers in North Central Nebraska, Ravenscroft says they could order directly from a wholesaler and pass savings on to customers.
You know, we're always looking for ways to get groceries at a more affordable cost for our customers. That's the bottom line.
Ravenscroft, also a full-time business teacher, says managing Circle C Market requires a lot of time. But it's a labor of love. She wants to support her community. In the break room at Wood Supermarket and Deli in Pocahontas, Kent and Kim Wood say the same thing. Many of their customers are people they've known for decades. When one had a health issue recently, they helped out by delivering her groceries.
I mean, that's what you do in a small town. You look out for each other. No.
Rural advocates in Iowa and Nebraska say it makes sense for states to look after small town grocers in return. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Linda Kenyon, Reginald Hardwick, May Antar, Alex Stegman, and Rachel Kramer. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.